Hello and welcome to Money Control. My name is Shraddha Sharma and you're listening to Coronavirus Essential, your one-stop podcast to get all the information around the pandemic. Let's start with India. Today is the 16th day of India's 21-day lockdown and reports suggest that the lockdown could be extended. The total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in India now have reached 5865. So we are almost above 5800. The Union Health Ministry has said that 169 people have died due to the disease and 591 new cases were recorded in the past 24 hours with 20 deaths in that past one day. ICMR has also said that 130,000 samples have been tested so far. Yesterday alone, they have tested over 13,100 samples. Let's come to the state-wise tally. As we know, Maharashtra is the worst affected. Andhra Pradesh has reached over 348, Andaman around 11, Delhi around 669, Haryana with 169, Gujarat with 179, Jammu and Kashmir has now reached 158. Kerala has now 345 cases, but Kerala is now seeing a per day reduction in the number of cases that are reported. Ladakh has around 14, Madhya Pradesh has around 259 cases, Indore being the worst affected, Maharashtra with over 1,135 cases. So Maharashtra is looking like the epicenter of India. Odisha with over 42 cases, Punjab with around 101 cases, Tamil Nadu with over 700, Rajasthan with over 300, and Telangana with over 400, as well as Uttar Pradesh with over 400 cases. So these are the cases. The total number of people who have died because of the virus now stand at 169, out of which 478. Out of this, 478 people have recovered, cured, or discharged as per the health ministry. Now let's come to the stimulus packages. Reports are suggesting that a second stimulus package might be announced in the coming days, which will be worth around 1 lakh crore or around $13 billion. And this package will basically focus on small and medium businesses because they'll be also largely impacted because of the coronavirus outbreak. This is a source-based report that Reuters has put out. Apart from that, PM Narendra Modi spoke on telephone today with the president of South Korea and the leaders have discussed the pandemic and the challenges it posed to the global health system as well and the economic situation. They shared information about steps taken in the countries to tackle the pandemic. Basically, the government might spend around rupees 15,000 crore in COVID-19 emergency package right now. And Health Ministry Joint Secretary Lav Agrawal has also, in order to prepare for the isolation beds. Now, 80,000 isolation beds in Indian Railways will be made available. Indian Railways are converting 5,000 coaches into these wards, of which over 3,200 have been already converted. Let's talk about Kerala. As we said, the state has shown reduced number of cases. All fishermen in Kerala will be given 2,000 rupees each, while lottery sellers and BD workers will get 1,000 rupees each as financial assistance. Let's come to Odisha. Odisha's use of mask by all persons have now been made mandatory. Also, the state has extended its lockdown till 30th April, while schools and colleges will remain shut till June 17. Let's come to Mumbai. Special plan is being put in place to contain the spread of the virus in areas like Dharavi. Shiv Sena leader and MP Rahul Shevare says that a plan has been finalized, a special containment plan where containment areas have been identified and door-to-door testing will begin in Dharavi shortly. And if we talk about this pandemic, it has also impacted the blood bank. Reports that 80% dip has been recorded in collection of these blood types in during the lockdown, and the current situation basically is trouble for patients who are in constant need of fresh blood transfusions. People who are suffering with thalassemia or other people who have an ongoing treatment, it has posed trouble for them. Grim news coming from Madhya Pradesh. India has lost which could be the first frontline warrior in terms of a doctor in Indore. A 62-year-old doctor has now died, and the state death toll now stands at 22. Moving on, Japan has confirmed 500 cases of confirmed coronavirus cases for the first time in one day. On the other hand, New Zealand has reported a decline in the number of cases for the fourth consecutive day, and so far only one person has died from COVID-19. Now it's time to get a quick wrap-up on what's happening globally. Over 1.5 million people are now infected by the novel coronavirus. Over 80,000 deaths, and out of this, over 3 lakh people have recovered. US Donald Trump has thanked PM Narendra Modi for lifting some of the restrictions from the drugs, including the anti-malaria drug that we have lifted restrictions from and will be exporting in limited quantities. Meanwhile, UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson is recovering and is doing better than before. Apart from that, a piece of advice comes from Wuhan. Indians who were stuck in the lockdown that lasted for 76 days have said social distancing is the only way to contain COVID-19. This was a few bunch of Indians who were in the epicenter of the COVID-19 outbreak, and before it became a global pandemic. They have a word of advice for us back home that follow strict lockdown and self-isolation measures to arrest the spread of the deadly disease. This is as per a PTI report that the Indian nationals have said that they were very happy that the suffering is finally over after the strict lockdown came to an end on this Wednesday, because the authorities have been really strict with the lockdown. But now this Chinese city of 11 million people has lifted the lockdown. And another grim news is coming from the US that at least 11 Indians have died of COVID-19. If we talk about United States, and around 16 people have been tested positive. And US, we know it's the worst affected country, which has claimed over 14,000 lives, and you know, over 4 lakh people are infected in the country. If you talk about you know, the worst impacted country, US, as I said, has over 4 lakh people who are infected, but the total recovered figure also remain around 20,000. It is followed by Spain with around 1,50,000 people infected, Italy about 1,39,000 people impacted, and Germany with 1,13,000 confirmed coronavirus cases, followed by France, China and Iran. It is followed by UK and Turkey, some of the countries. So Iran deaths now have passed 4,000. US is also now insisting on isolation measures because of the rising numbers. And if we come to Bangladesh and talk about it, the Rohingya refugee camps, the persecuted Muslim minorities from the neighboring Myanmar, the area has been imposed into a complete lockdown. The district, which is home to million Rohingya refugees, this is basically to stop the spread of the coronavirus, because the disease could you know, spread very quickly in the cramped spaces where the community lives, and you know, has a very soaked sewage allies, is what the international report suggests. And no cases have been confirmed in the camps so far, but one infection has been recorded in near to that area. So they are trying to contain before it spreads to the Rohingya camp as well. Now let's get to some other information. Now the government has declared over 300 a containment zone in Mumbai, over 20 in Delhi. So what is a containment zone, and what are the rules to understand if you fall in one? Well, basically, the rules of a containment zone are stricter than that of the general national-wide lockdown. It means that you are not allowed to step out of your house, and individual buildings are sealed as well. Not even you are allowed to step out to buy vegetables, grocery items and medicines, all of these essential supplies. The local administration will take care of it, will, in collaboration with social welfare associations, will try to provide door-to-door supply of these essential services in each buildings. There'll be volunteers who might be roped in to get this done. No shops will be opened in that area, and even medical supplies will be made at home. You are not allowed to leave your house and that area. Nobody is allowed to enter that area. Individual areas will be sealed off the containment zone. Only local administration, you know, municipal administration, police, people with authority are allowed to cross these areas. This will likely continue till the threat of COVID-19 is gone. There is a list, you could check it out on the website. Also, in terms of how large each containment area is, it can be, you know, a small containment area, maybe a few buildings, or it could be a wider one. There are containment zones and there are buffer zones, and different rules have been put out for each of them. No hawkers, street vendors will also be allowed in those areas. Usually some of the major hotspots have been declared containment zone, where cleanliness is the priority by the authorities. Apart from that, you could be reading some of our interesting money control articles. One is by Shalini Duggar. Permanent work from home could be CFO's new friend in post-COVID-19 world. Basically, there'll be unusual cost-cutting measures that finance heads might be looking at in order to, you know, get back on track after the pandemic is over. So remote options, remote work options could be one of the things that they might be looking at, according to a recent Gartner survey. Because of, you know, supply and demand shocks, the world need unusual countermeasures is what the article says. So you could be reading that right now. Apart from that, some of the job role companies that are still hiring for include healthcare jobs that are in demand right now. Apart from that, e-help desk managers, therapists, because this entire pandemic also takes a toll on mental health, and cybersecurity professionals, because we have spoken about this multiple times, that this is the time when cyber attacks and hackers are, you know, trying to get most of the lockdown, as people are relying on technology to get their work done. And apart from that, you could be tuning in to our MC special podcast, where Veeru Chirayan talks to Abhijit Ayyar Mitra to find out how international relations and politics will change after we recover from the pandemic. And of course, China remains the point where we have to see that how these international relations of individual countries with China will change after recovering. And also the duo talk about the previous pandemics in history and how did the world react to each one of them. So do look at all these interesting articles and some other special podcast on the Money Control website. And just a quick reminder that you could be checking out our Money Control Daily Home Isolation Planner, specially designed to help you make it through the day while you self-isolate or quarantine in this lockdown period. With that, it's a wrap on today's edition of Coronavirus Essential Podcast. But for more news, views and other updates, stay logged on to Money Control and do write to us on mcpodcast@nw18.com for any suggestions and feedbacks. Thanks for listening.